Attention fans of John Gabris.
His premium podcast, The Layman, is back for its second season on Stitcher Premium.
John loves science, but also finds it's pretty hard to grasp because he's human.
In The Layman, he goes to the experts, doctors exploring the frontiers of the mind, outer space, and beyond, and he asks them to break it down in terms that we can understand.
Hear John Gabris chat with molecular scientists, stem cell researchers, and many more in 5 whole new episodes of The Layman.
To learn more about The Layman and hear episode 1, go to stitcherpremium.com/layman.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too. Hello.
Hi, I am Deanna Chang.
Are you? Mm-hmm. I'm Emily Foster.
It's great to be here, guys. Thank you for listening so much.
It does. It feels good to know that you're there in my bosom.
That's right. Nestled in.
Just like my newborn babe, I push her out of the way and I say, no, the listeners are here, baby. You come second.
And I think that's fair. So we always have some learning to do, correct?
It's like, Lord, help us, please.
Some big things are happening in the world of youths. One of the biggest is that Kylie Jenner's new show, the promo has dropped. The Life of Kylie promo has dropped.
Yes, yes.
Any feels when you watched it?
Of course.
What came up? What bubbled to the top?
Well, I just love how it was like, you think you know me because you've watched me my entire life, but you don't. And it's like, no, but bitch, we do.
We do. We actually know the whole thing.
Right?
We saw where you came from, where you went, what you did.
Like, we weren't there while you were under the knife getting all the surgeries, but we've seen the transformations.
Sure. We know. We have actually gleaned all there is to glean off of Kylie.
Right. And we've seen a lot of skin. It's like, what is she trying to hide? What does she think we don't know?
I'm not sure. But I did enjoy, watched it, I think, on YouTube or E or wherever it was, and there was a comment underneath. This Amy gal wrote, if plastic had a voice, hers would be it. And
that's kind of true.
Got a real LOL over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, here's the bad news. I can't wait for it.
Oh, of course. Well, it's funny because I know that, you know, you always roll your eyes at me because you're like, did you watch this show? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, did you watch this show? No. Right. But I'm a keeping up with the Kardashians.
Okay.
I do watch them. Not religiously.
You keep up.
I don't actually. But
you keep up.
I bounce around.
I have said I don't watch the Kardashians. Mm. And then someone will reference something, and I've seen every episode. So it's like somehow, some way,
it slips in.
I'm receiving the show, the franchise. It's
like you're getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
The show is crawling on top of you and slipping in.
Yeah, and I don't even know how.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I call the police afterwards. But for some reason, I have received all of it, and it's going to drop in July, which feels extremely far away.
I was just like, well, crap, I need to, like, quit my job.
Yeah.
Really soon.
Get rid of this baby.
2-week notice.
Okay, so we're going to talk to our guest, Felicia Folks. She's a comic.
God bless.
Young lady.
She writes for Positive Black People News. She's done some work with Epic Rap Battles. She's
great.
Like, she's very talented.
There's also a very interesting LA Weekly article out about her that came out in the beginning of 2017, kind of hot off the press. And the title of it is, Inglewood-bred comedian Felicia Folks has jokes about her virginity. She's a 24-year-old virgin.
We're definitely going to have to ask her about that.
I can't wait. And I can't wait. We're going to play, guys. Here's the great news. We will be playing the Life of Kylie clip. The promo. We're going to get Felicia's thoughts. We're going to feel our own feelings again, rehash them, reconnect to them.
Stay tuned.
I mean, I I really don't know why anyone would listen to anything but our podcast with this hard-hitting shit we're bringing them.
Oh, you're welcome. OMFG! You guys, Felicia's here.
Hi.
And we're going to say hi, Felicia.
Thank you. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Yeah, that's right. Do you get by Felicia every day or not anymore?
When I used to have a job with a name tag every day.
Oh, gosh.
Because then people would be like, oh, they see it and they're so excited. That's what sucks. Like, people are like happy. Like, they're like, think it's a joke. And it's like, oh, I'm a little hurt. Okay. Like, you know, but they're like, bye, Felicia. I had a moment today.
Right.
But it's like, so I don't want to kill their energy.
Sure. You don't want to squash their good time.
Yeah.
You're like, but this is my life.
But I'm a person. Yeah.
And that's my name.
But yeah. I'm a person.
You know? Yeah.
And you were probably clipping along, not having people do that for a long time because it was like not nobody, everybody forgot.
It was sleeping.
It was not a thing. I remember once when I saw the movie, we were all like, huh. And then we all just moved on.
Kept it moving.
Yeah. And then one day I woke up and it was like everywhere and a whole thing.
How did it just hit resurface?
Memes,
yeah.
Ugh.
Memes.
Or should we say memes in that case?
No. Burn to the internet.
Boom.
I didn't know this was an edgy podcast.
We're ready to burn everything.
Listen. You're 24.
25 yes. now?
Oh, well, let me get away with 24.
Yeah, we'll keep
okay,
it
yeah, yeah.
No, we'll I'm give 25.
You
that no.
Okay, all right.
You
beautiful.
Just turned 25.
Yeah, like in January? I know my birthday, January.
Yeah.
Do you? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's happening.
So we're going to start out by asking a hard-hitting cue.
Okay.
Mm. We read a little article.
I'm nervous.
In the LA Weekly. That said, it was... The article came out January 23rd, 2017 at 7:39 a.m.
Yeah.
So you thought nobody would read it, but we did.
That's so funny.
And the title of it was Inglewood-bred comedian Felicia Folks has jokes about her virginity.
Yeah.
So we want to know, sitting here at May 13th, 2017, are we still a virgin?
I feel like we could ask this question of like in like October of 2030 it'd be the same answer.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not looking.
Okay. Talk to us about
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's like.
By the way, I was a virgin till 21, 22, something. I don't have the. So, but so I get it.
You're a slut. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I like that. Anyone who's not, you know, who's a virgin, you would. Yeah, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Just,
a whore.
Anybody,
you're looking at a whore over
married
there.
People. Oh, I, man. What are you and your husband doing
up
over there?
Up to. Yeah.
I'm joking.
Every night. So I get it. Like, I remember kind of going through not telling. I didn't tell people. Like, my best friends knew, but I didn't tell. Like, I would pretend I, like, had, or not even,
really?
Just kind of evade the question, or it felt like it was becoming a thing.
Yes.
Like, I know exactly how dick feels inside me.
Right. I would be kind of saying that every day as I walk down the streets.
That's so funny.
So I remember that feeling, and it's funny because it feels so, and it is so long ago, but it also doesn't even feel like part of who I am anymore, right. That like I was, you know, later to having sex. Like it just doesn't even, I don't even like register that really.
Mm-hmm. But what I hear Felicia saying is that she's never going to have sex.
But I felt that
no,
way
but
too.
Like,
I kind of was like feeling that way too. Like it just doesn't feel like it's like I didn't know where it was. I was like, why hasn't it happened? When is it going to happen? What is it going to be like? And why hasn't it happened yet? I couldn't access that.
Is that where you're at?
To be honest, I don't think about it at all much.
I'm just like, I wish you.
But people. No. Right, it's like. When I started talking about it on stage, then, like, all this attention came, and I was like, oh, it's a thing. But, like, I didn't – it was just information. Like, I don't really think about it. And then people were just like, oh, why and where and how and why? And I'm like, oh.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not, like, losing sleep over this.
Oh, no. I have
you
jokes
should be.
Yeah. Can
having
I hear
sex,
one of the
losing
jokes?
Some sleep, okay.
It's a – okay, well, one of the jokes is, like, a reaction thing because when I tell my girlfriends for the first time, usually they're just like, oh, okay, why? Okay, sure. Okay. Like, you know, just like when they have like internal questions, emotional
like
questions.
Just stuttering, not knowing what to ask first.
Yeah, they're like questions about like me as a person. Yeah. But then like whenever I tell guys, they're all like, But like, do you put stuff in you? It doesn't count if you don't put stuff in you. Like, it's just,
oh my God,
it's all physical questions. How do you masturbate? What do you do?
Oh man.
Yeah, that's sexist. The voice right. of a man. But
yes, sure. But you know what? I feel like that's my guy voice too, and yeah. I really appreciate it. It's like always yelling at you for some reason. You know, even like, when they're asking questions, it's just yelling.
The guys are just like, something must be going in.
Yeah, like physically, they're like, I don't understand the concept. How do you live? And it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then girls are just like, live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can definitely, a beautiful life.
I feel fine.
A fulfilled life.
Now, would you say, hey, I identify as like asexual?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, God, I would. Not I would. I don't know if it's a, but it'd be much easier. I feel like, but I feel like I'm turned off easily. Is that a thing? What name is that?
Oh, yeah, we need to come up with the name. So
yeah.
We can think about that.
Yeah.
Like.
Picky. Picky. the proper term for that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. A prude. Got it. No. I just like, just.
Yeah. So have you been maybe going down a road with someone and then you're like, no, I'm good.
Yes and no. It's a weird, like, never like too far. Like, there's not like a, but it's just like, nah. Like, you know, when you're dating somebody, you're like, I don't know. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So it's just like,
I'm good. Yeah.
Sorry, I wish it was more interesting.
No, it is interesting.
It just hasn't happened. It's just like a weird thing of like, who do you want? What do people want me to do? That's a weird, like, what do you, nobody here, like, most people wouldn't be like, yeah, don't sleep with someone. Would you tell me to sleep with someone I don't know? I don't know.
Oh, you mean should it be random and get it over with?
It's like, I don't want to.
Most people say wait for love or whatever, right?
It's like, what's the right answer?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, whatever is comfortable to you is what's right. But I think there is something to, like, I even remember when I moved back to New York after I had a major breakup with the guy I thought I was, like, going to marry. And I moved back to New York. And
I love the, like, the drama of that a bit.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was just like, gotta go.
Going home.
Gotta get out. And for a couple reasons, but that was a major one. And I hadn't had like sex in like a year. Okay. I had maybe had a little hookup here, but I got real weird about it.
You're like a virgin again.
I was. And I was like, getting really weird. Okay.
What does that mean?
It means like I was so thirsty.
Oh.
I was like, I think about how I was approaching guys and like how I wanted, like people would be like, oh, so my cousin, I was like, is there a reason you haven't set us up? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I just was such an animal. Like I was just being weird. Like I couldn't, it felt like as time was ticking, I was like, am I ever going to have sex again? And like, I was getting in my head about it majorly.
Were you always like a pretty like active person, like physically, like healthy and like, I'm always
saying asking
that.
If I play badminton?
No.
What are you asking?
Do you play tennis? No. Yeah. It's just because like, I've been losing weight, and since I've lost like 60 pounds, my sex drive has been like,
yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe.
Mazel tov, by the way.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm thinking like maybe, you're just like exercise New York walking, and you're just like sex drive room through the roof.
That's interesting.
It wasn't, no, but I do understand that. I can even feel like I've dropped 8 pounds and my sex drive's hopped up. You know, when you feel, when you, you know, unfortunately, like for whatever reason, I think when you feel better about yourself, you do want, you're feeling cute, you know.
You're feeling nice.
It helps.
I got to move to New York and really.
Yeah.
You're in like the right romper for catwalking down the street there.
My laundromat's not working. Oh. So it's just clean day.
Great. Well, you did great.
Thank you.
You did great. But I do think it was all in my head. It wasn't a physical thing. It was like I was getting weird. My head was clouded. I was just not what you.
No, I've been in that, and it wasn't necessarily about sex, but I've been in that like thirsty phase before where like I remember my friend was like, telling me about her like Passover or something. She's like, yeah, and I had to sit next to my cousin Barry, who's a dentist. And I was like, is he single? But is he single? You know, it's you're just like I'm just like a crazy person.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I That's know. So and then fun. When you're like with someone, you're barely, you don't see anyone. But when you are, I mean, you see a couple of people, but like
when sluts. You're, no, I'm joking.
I'll take it. I own it.
I'm joking.
So hearing that you've dropped a 60 spot, I feel like more will be revealed.
More will be revealed.
I'm not thinking we're... No, more will be revealed.
We're not going to 2030, girl.
We'll catch you.
We're going till I feel like I can trust somebody.
That's fair.
That's like the... That's what you want, I think. Especially for your first... You know?
That's what I think. But then people are just like, just go to a club. And I'm like, geez.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not who you
are. If you were trying to lose it, you could, you know? I mean, no problem.
Oh, of course.
Right? So it's like, you always have that in your back pocket. It's not like you can't give it away. You could... It's no problem.
Every show, like, somebody will come up after and be like, so if you... It's like, do you think I'm doing comedy for, like, prospects? Like, get out of here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, every show.
Anyone that you've been like, huh?
No, okay. Because, like, anyone who's approaching me to have sex after a comedy show, I don't want to be... I'm a little...
It's like, girl, I'll take care of that for you. Like, yeah. It's like, it's creepy.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay.
Deanna's like, I would have picked that.
Don't rule them out. That's what I'm saying. Just keep your eyes open. Don't think every one of them is a creep because somebody may be having fun and just being like, hey, she's cute. Like, what's up?
True, but I don't respond to that. Right. So, like, it's not the right.
The right approach might be like, wait a beat, find her online, send her a message. I saw your set. It was great. I'd love to take you out sometime. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we're going to put Emily in every show, and she's going to just grab them.
Their information.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'll give them your information, really.
Thank
so
you.
So they can reach out.
Well, okay, I'll actually take their information. Let me screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll send it to Deanna. Great. And she'll be like, I like this.
So it'll be like we'll all be involved. Tag team. Great. I like that. Okay, great. And you're into Japanese culture?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I'm into...
What does that mean?
Oh, like, I'm really trendy, into, like...
Trendy things?
More like, like their film and stuff. Like, I like anime and, like, manga. All that
What's
stuff.
Manga?
Do you like how I was trying so hard to say that word?
I heard verbals over here.
Manga.
My mom still calls it mango. It could be her accent, but she's like, you're reading your mangoes?
Wait, what's manga?
It's like, books. It's anime and books. But I don't... They're black and white, though, and, like, they have little... Pop bubbles that have words in them. And so like comic, it's backwards.
Yeah. What do you mean it's backwards?
The book goes from the opposite way.
Because it's a comic Japanese. Book backwards. Or no?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I think my husband may be into manga. I'm going to ask.
If you see like a bunch of books with the same cover, that's the one thing my friends say. They'll be like, why do you have like 30 books with the same cover? It's like, no, it's... Book one, book two, book three.
Is it like a hardcover book or is it a...
There's any kind of... It can be hard copy or like...
Okay.
Should we be saying it's a graphic novel? Is that what we want to say? But not?
It's easy. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of what it is.
Okay.
Kind of what... Yeah.
I'm just not... I've never read one of those or... No, it's just like a manga. A mango.
It's essentially kind of the same thing. It's a comic book kind of...
Okay.
Yeah. And is there a whole, like, internet world of people talking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Connecting? Yeah. Maybe a Reddit about manga?
There's a Reddit about everything.
You know, I'm just realizing, though, that our engineer Ryan is also into Japanese culture.
Get on the mic, Ryan, please.
Do you read the manga?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you read?
Goodbye. No,
I'm just kidding.
We've heard enough from you.
I just like cute Japanese things, I guess.
Yeah. And
not necessarily.
Is that a woman prep? What did he just say? What's happening?
Like, design stuff, like Hello Kitty, Sanrio type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are you into that too, Felicia?
Not as much, but yeah, I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Harajuku.
Yeah, like that kind of like, yeah.
Cute.
Oh, I just keep like spitting out these things.
It's
and
like they're pulling them from your toes up.
It's hard, right?
But
it's
you have them hard. There. I don't even have them to pull up.
Like, would you ever dress up as a Harajuku character?
No. Like, no. I just like the writings
what about
and the shows.
Pokemon?
I'm really into Yu-Gi-Oh. Pokemon wasn't my jam growing up, but Yu-Gi-Oh was like.
What's Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh, these are hard-hitting questions. Like, these are hard.
Look, we're here to learn.
A weird thing, but I want to go, Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's perfect.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. How did you know to do that?
I don't know, but it came out of me.
Of the song.
Yes. Wow. These things are coming out of me. I didn't even know they were in me.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, It's like it's so hard to say these.
So is it a game?
To trivialize these things. No, it's like Pokemon.
It's an app.
A cartoon?
It's an app?
Well, so we predominantly know Pokemon as Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
But I do know that it's a cartoon Pokemon started.
Yes, I do know that too. Yeah. But I thought, is it a game? No.
Yeah, you can play it. There's cards, so you can play it, but it's not on an app.
Okay.
It's like a card game. It was all card when I grew game. Up, I had a card game with like the sleeve you put on when you pulled it. Oh, I'm so sorry. With
the you had the sleeve?
Yeah, you pulled it. I played with my sister. It was...
Did you do like Pogs and stuff too?
No.
Okay.
I think my sister did Pogs and stuff.
Okay.
So you grew up in Englewood.
Yeah.
And is there like Japanese culture available in Englewood that you, how'd you get to this?
Dude, oh, man. I remember just, you know when you find something? There was another girl at my school who was really into that kind of stuff too. And then I just became friends with her. And we were just like nerd zoning hard, me and this other black girl. Like just
that's
all
fun.
On all this stuff. And like no one else really liked it. So like, you know when people kind of reject you for stuff, you either
lean
like
in.
Join them or go deeper into
yes.
it.
Right.
And you know what I mean? I just dug deeper. In. And I was like, this is my life now.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. So we learned Harajuku is what?
Oh,
I feel like it's hard for me to even explain. I don't even really know.
Well, it's like an area, I think, isn't it?
In Tokyo.
It's Harajuku Station where all the Japanese hipsters hang out.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it became
like
this style of dressing where these girls just kind of dressed like anime a little bit, like dolls.
Kind of like dolls, yeah.
In these like fanciful dresses.
They're immaculate
with, like,
and beautiful.
Big eyes and like crazy, just crazy makeup was really a lot of it. Like doll lips, you know, kind of like.
I'll see like a few at Comic-Con each year and I'm like, wow, this is, how long did this take? It's 8 a.m.
Yeah.
When did you wake up and put all this on?
It's very striking.
Well, I had gone to, this is a real, not a great example, but I went to Marie Nails in Koreatown, but they're Japanese, mm-hmm. right? And they do a lot of like nail art. Mm-hmm. And my nail girl is from Japan. And she was saying like in high school, she got a job so that she could get her nails done. She's like, it's so serious with nails. And they do like 3D shit on the nails. And
oh
like,
my gosh.
So I mean, I feel like, yeah, in terms of fashion and going hard and like, they go hard in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't take it casually. Oh, that's Gwen. That's kind of, unfortunately, Harajuku is what I know from Gwen. I know Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm sure that's what everyone in the Harajuku community.
Isn't that so sad? Like, I know, but that's how little I know. Oh, my God. Emily pulled up a cool. Yeah, this search is amazing.
Right.
They're having fun. It's a little bit, are they fetishizing being a young girl, unfortunately?
A little, and I think that baby happens girl. A lot.
Japan has some interesting things with mm-hmm. girls.
Yeah.
I don't. Is that a weird way to say that?
No,
I don't know how to offend. I don't want to offend a whole nation.
Let's not offend, but you know, I think it's true.
There's like they have like vending machines with little girls' panties in them
okay.
that you can just buy now, publicly and stuff like that.
To be fair, I've heard That's about I've heard. That, right? I've heard about that, but I've not seen it. So we don't know if it's true.
I have seen it.
Oh, okay.
Have you been to Japan?
No.
No.
But I've seen
You've
it,
seen
and my
it.
Friends have been, and they've taken pictures like, look at this, this is crazy.
That's really weird. I don't like
so
that.
Gross. Yeah.
But moving forward.
Should we do our five questions?
Yeah, and then we'll take a little break.
We'll start with a couple, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Oh, we've never done a split questionnaire.
How do you like it?
This is a very exciting day at OMFG.
Oh, yeah.
All right, these are just quick. Okay.
I have to answer quick, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, gather yourself, Felicia.
Okay.
Favorite thing you're watching right now?
One Punch Man.
What's that?
It's an anime.
Anime.
Got it.
I'm sorry.
Weirdest job you've ever had?
Bank teller.
Ah, I love you as a bank teller. That's really cute. How long were you there for?
Almost 2 years.
That's a real...
Yeah.
You had a time.
That was...
Where were we?
Englewood. Englewood Bank.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Do you know who Jonas Benjuma is?
No.
Okay.
I had to look it up. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look it up, too.
Maybe by face. Can I see him?
We'll pull him.
Since
we're going to finish.
Since we're talking Kardashian, I just thought it was a relevant question.
He's the hot piece that Courtney is tapping.
No. It's Corny's post- like the least one I pay attention to.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you might start looking. She may be getting more interesting if you see this dude. Yeah.
And what do you think happened to Taylor Swift?
Where's she at? Walk us through it, Felicia, please.
I think she's having, this is going to be a little bit longer of an answer. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm
By the way, we're not splitting them. We're going to go through and then take a break because we're enjoying ourselves. Yeah. Go on.
But like, I think she had an image and now it's not working the way it used to work. And so I think she's sitting somewhere like trying to figure out how to rebrand herself and also keep her old fans.
And I'm great with, I think that's a dead on answer.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she's doing. Is that weird?
No, I think it's accurate and I think she's doing the right thing.
She had a crisis of self.
Yeah, sure. Like she had her first like Adele album of just like a breakup, but like she kept doing that over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it stopped working. And I think like, you know how Adele went back, it was like, yo, let me take this second album to figure out.
Yeah. Like, I need my time.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And like the whole Kanye, Kim, that was one of the best times I've ever had on the internet. Like that having been awake and having happened to been by the Twitter and like, to watch that go down and the meme-a-thon that exploded was so delightful. Like, I fully, that's what makes the internet good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like to be in that moment in real time where everyone's exploding over.
But it's just a weird thing to see, like, an adult couple, like, have a real art, like, try to, like, meme beef with like a 22-year-old girl. Like that's so crazy. Sorry. Like a 25-year-old girl. That's crazy. Like, would you guys ever just be like with your partner just like, oh, you know what?
Let's take her down.
Let's take this girl down.
Meantime,
Deanna
maybe.
Deanna would. She would.
Honestly, if my name is being dragged through the mud and you have in a global sense made me seem like a liar, I don't care what age you are.
But no, but that's Taylor Swift to them.
That's Kanye to her because she came out so strong about him calling her a bitch and that and this and that and he's doing her wrong and Kim was like receipts. I have she was like she just
bitch.
Like held her receipt and waved it in the air. She goes receipts and she's like I have some audio.
But Taylor, I didn't know Taylor came out that hard. I thought Taylor was like
she did.
Ooh.
She absolutely did.
Ooh,
yeah. So.
Well, that's what she's probably recovering from, too.
In terms of, family, if you come for anyone in my family, I don't care if you're a toddler. I will take you down.
She's at the park. Did you look at my husband, Lil? don't even look over here.
It's not the day.
Oh, God. It's knocking things over.
All right. Last question. Then we're going to take a break.
Oh.
And then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk real hard about the life of Kylie.
So excited.
Okay. Who do you fangirl for?
Oh, God. I have... Okay, this is a hard question, too, because, like, me and my friend, like, write this, like, I fangirl over everybody.
Okay, go ahead. Give us a couple.
Oh, gosh. Michael Fassbender, Tom Hiddleston, Idris Elba. Oh, my gosh. There's just so many.
We'll take that.
Both the Winchester boys. I'm sorry.
So, like, that's so not asexual. Go on.
No.
Yeah.
she told us.
She did, and she's it's real.
She's sweating now just talking about these men.
Ooh, I need water. Is there water?
There is.
No, just men.
Men.
Talented men.
All right, when we come back, Life of Kylie.
Dun, dun, dun. O-M-F-G. When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smooth memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great.
There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Now you can try one of their best-selling bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and one of the Third Love's signature 24/7 bras is on its way.
Cut the tag off. See how easily a perfect fitting bra fits into your life. Wash it, wear it. You might even forget that it's on, because I do. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can always return or exchange it for free.
Go to thirdlove.com/OMFG now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/OMFG to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/OMFG.
Do it!
OMFG!
All right, we're back with Felicia Folks.
That's right, Emily Foster.
It was a fake break. I can't lie to your audience.
That's hysterical.
No one's called us out before. I love it. That's it's
it
true.
It was a fake break.
We just say we're taking a break, but we just sit here for a beat and then we come right back.
Yeah. We now didn't we even go get water. Mm-hmm. She asked for some. We didn't pour any. We like, have listen. Water here. We didn't even hydrate her.
That's so funny. I'm sorry.
Look, you can pour it if you want it.
I love your audience. I just want to be 100 with
you
them.
Keep
I want
it.
To be honest.
You got to keep it 100.
It's fair.
Okay, we're going to play the promo of The Life of Kylie. Here we go.
When you grow up on camera, everybody feels like they know you. But they don't. Nobody has a perfect life. Now I can find what really is going to make me happy. There's an image that I have to keep up with. Then there's me, Kylie.
Also, I love that you guys are breaking it down to this song.
Had to.
You know, it's 30 seconds of fun right there. So we're going to take it. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a love-hate thing with the Kardashians.
You're not alone.
That's fair.
Okay, exactly. Like, it's a very, like, love-to-hate kind of thing, but I also understand, like, there are reality TV. It's just, reality TV is reality TV. Like, yes. It's not going anywhere. It's what it is. We like it. Soap operas. Theater was a thing. It's just what it is. We just like drama, okay? Mm-hmm. But God, what is wrong with it?
What is wrong
What
with
is that? The show going to be about again? Like, she's like...
So you
I
saw the
it's
promo.
About to be, it's about the life of Kylie.
How old is she? She's like 18, right? Or 19?
19.
Oh, yeah.
She was 19 years old.
I'm excited to
is that
see...
Right? I've just said that so confidently.
I feel like it could be right.
Well, we'll just, if it's not, you'll let us know, people.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a lot of her taking selfies and so Snapchat. Her and her girlfriend, her BFF. Mm-hmm.
Also, I did see that. I'm going to, okay. Why is the only other person in this video some black girl? Like, let's get out, calm down. The Kardashians and like, And it's like
what,
black
feel like
people
they fetishize.
As props. Yes.
Yeah, but really, you think as props?
Yeah. Did you not see? There's nobody else in this life
but
of
that's
Kylie.
That's her best friend.
She wants it to look like I'm a cool black best friend.
But that is her best friend.
Oh my gosh.
That much I do believe.
You think that's okay?
You don't think? You
I think that girl's friends with her because she's Kylie.
Well,
and I think
well,
that girl has other friends.
Well, sure.
And Kylie thinks that's her best friend.
Oh, so that girl is just using Kylie.
Not using, but it's for sure like, if Kylie didn't have, I don't know how to say things without sounding.
Speak your truth. It's a free space.
How to explain it.
So I never have thought of it in that way. With like I they seem to only, you think they just have black people around because it makes them look cooler?
Facts. Yes. That without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
And it's not just her. Like, it's like, I'm not coming off of like, I just hate the Kardashians. Because I hate them for a whole separate thing as well. But it's also like, I've seen this before.
Okay.
It's like, oh, black people taking a picture. Let me go stand with them. It's like, ugh.
Really? Mm.
I've wondered. I mean, you know, you just don't know with the Kardashians. You don't know.
I
we
mean,
don't know.
They seem to
They seem very in the fold for sure. Like from day one,
I mean, listen,
it has felt that way. But.
Khloé is ride or die for black men. That much I know to be true.
Sure.
She can't. Be, she's
favorites.
Never been with a white man. She doesn't. It's not her thing. Mm. Like black men are her thing. Mm. Period. End of story. That's real.
Mm.
Everybody else, I don't know.
But even if it's your thing, it could be just their thing because you think black guys are cool and it makes you look cool, which is still fetishizing black
Interesting.
Men.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was like, I only date Jewish guys, like, that's it. And it was like a cool, like, Jewish guys were like the coolest guys in the world who, like,
they're really not. They,
no, I'm not
yeah.
that.
I'm just, I.
But it's like, black guys have big dicks. And this is the thing. You look cool if you hang out with black people. And then I only date black guys. Really? That's so interesting. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You only date really successful black guys. Super interesting.
Have you guys watched Girl Boss? Sorry to just derail
no.
us.
No.
Okay. The, in there is a couple, and it's, you know, a white girl with a African American man, but he's really nerdy, and I really appreciated that. I was just like, she likes a real nerdy man, just and I like that, you know?
Okay.
It just took that dynamic and switched it.
Once you like bring up the skin color at all, it's like then it's like, okay, this is kind of fetishized. Like if guys like I own, like Asian girls, who you're like, okay, what
you're
is,
right.
Yeah. What is this?
When you're only into Asian girls, it's a problem.
It's a weird thing.
I have a question mark. I look around Brooklyn and I have a question mark.
Is that a thing in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of white skinny guys with Asian girls.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. So you're right.
And people think it's like because I'm black, but it's like I like Asian guys. I don't even, like, it's not even like in preference levels. Like, so it's just like, it's not a jealousy thing. I'm just saying like this is, I can see it and this is what's happening.
Right.
Like, for sure, it's like a cool factor. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that weird? No, it's something to think about. I'm thinking about it.
She's like,
I don't know what to make, you know.
And, I don't think there's anything wrong with Chloe, you know, kind of
going
all in. Living her life. Yeah, but.
I'm saying what it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. These black men are also dating. It's fine, but I'm just saying
everybody
that's what
wins.
It is. Yeah.
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 This is what it is.
And that's fair.
Yeah, like, why does the mom have to go from Bruce to. Like, there's no other choice. It's like they're all in.
They all just want to be like cool. Like we're cool, and it's so ridiculous.
I will stand by. I do think that's Kylie's friend.
I do think she's her friend.
Everything else is fake. Their friendship, I believe, to be true.
Life of Kylie only has one other person in it, and this is a black girl who's super
ace.
Cute.
Okay.
I cannot. Like it's just like I'm not mad at. I'm just.
I understand.
Oh, we get it. We get it.
I understand. But that's her age. I understand. I don't.
Okay, maybe I. True. She said in the thing, everyone thinks they know me because I grew up on TV. I think I know her. Here we go, Kylie. You got me.
I learned. Know you. We're going to learn more.
I'm going to learn more.
Whether we like it or not.
How many black people does she know? That's the only. Imagine.
That's a great question.
First one
I
in
hope
the show.
She answers it for us.
She just so looks funny. Into the camera. She's like, I know 17 black people.
She's like, I've heard you. I know what you want to know.
Felicia.
Oh, man.
Dear Felicia.
I'm best friends with her tomorrow. Like, oh, my God. Kylie's so down to earth, guys. You don't even understand.
And then we'll have to pull you back and be like, she got you.
She got me.
She casted you. And you're like, no, you guys, it's real.
I lose my virginity to Kylie.
Oh, well,
imagine
that's a
I
twist.
Changed the whole.
It's a twist.
I would love to plot twist life of Kylie.
Any other thoughts and feelings about her?
I mean,
she's... Oh, so sorry. Yes, no, go, please.
No, I feel, talk about on brand. Like, I feel that clip, that promo is 100% on brand. We're dealing with makeup. We're dealing with cars. We're dealing with a black best friend.
Yeah.
You know, it's on brand. And for that, my hat is tipped because it looks like exactly what people want from her.
It's perfect, like, not real, like, teen angst kind of level of, like, if I'm young and I'm dramatic, I can feel the same way. Because she's like, nobody thinks of life is not a perfect thing. It's like diamonds, snap, 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 cars. Nobody's life is perfect. I'm seeing your perfect life. It's in like, but you're 19, you always want to think the world's against you. It's perfect. It's perfect for 19-year-olds. Like, yeah, life is hard.
Right.
Like, all my
but
shit.
But isn't she also just sitting there going like, I'm fake. It's all fake.
Well, we know that to be true.
Right.
It's like not confusion. Like maybe Charlize Theron when she was a baby girl looked crazy. We don't know because we met her as an adult. But we know Kylie
looked crazy.
Like a simpleton.
Oh my gosh,
and now she looks how she looks. And we know that because we watched.
We saw the whole thing.
So we know it's fake because it has been literally crafted with a knife.
But none of the Kardashians, including Kylie, none of them pretend that they're not kind of fake. Like, they'll all be like, I mean, this is makeup. We don't. Like, they'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my favorite, Khloé. She'll be like, this is, people don't want to see my sad life. They want to see my cars and they want to see my stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm, like, she said that straight into the camera.
Right.
I was like, I like you.
They marketing. Read Lean In and they did. That's what they do.
Yes.
They're a smart businessman.
There's no two ways.
But I think that might be all they are, which is sad. It's like they are a business. And while they are a family, it's like, but are they? Can you actually live a normal life anymore? Like, could they have like a Christmas dinner? I don't think so.
But do they want to is the question.
Rob doesn't. I can't speak for everybody else.
Poor Rob.
Poor Rob.
Rob's been out since, like, day. He's like, get this shit out of my face.
He's on the struggle bus.
I thought he wasn't into it, and then he started dating China, and I was like, oh, he is into it. What is happening?
Well, China did what everybody, like, she flipped the squid. Yeah, she Kardashian to Kardashian.
But it's just like, is being a gold digger Kardashian thing now? Is that how we're called? Like, they just kind of...
Well, no, but she hoed hard for it.
Yeah.
You know, like, she went after him.
Not in a negative. I'm not
it
saying...
It is what it is.
But
it
like,
is what it is.
Is that a Kardashian thing? I thought they were all just kind of like, oh,
I would call it being Kardashian?
I think that where you were just saying, you know, they're choosing black guys for marketing, essentially, because it looks cool. Mm-hmm. She chose Rob.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Because she knew Rob could bump her up.
For sure, yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah, but that's one with a person and not with an entire culture.
That's
an
fair.
Entire people.
The spirit is similar.
Like gold digging. People have been gold digging. Someone's gold digging, like, my bank manager when I worked there. Uh-huh. She didn't work. He had a job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird... But it's weird when you're just like, I only date Armenians because they own all of this, and I just want to be... Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's weird...
Yes.
And China's not doing that. China would date...
Anybody
with money. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
It's not a... But, like, they're, like, black people.
Right.
With status.
But
and,
maybe
which is
she,
weird.
If she starts dating other Armenians, then we'll know.
Then we'll know she has a problem.
Yeah.
What's up with you, China?
All right. This has been wonderful.
It's been delightful.
Has it?
Yeah.
Is it over?
No, I meant, like...
I know. It's so sad. Felicia, tell us...
I meant past tense. I'm so sorry. Not, like, has it?
I mean, you're on Twitter at... Fel Fatale, which is F-E-L-F-A-T-A-L-E.
Yeah, it's a play on words from Femme Fatale.
What?
Fel Fatale.
I'm just kidding. I got it.
It's cool.
I like it.
I always think I didn't really get it initially, and I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Did someone do it for you?
My friend. I have cool friends who help sometimes.
And so we'll find you doing stand-up around L.A.?
Yeah.
Anywhere specific you usually can be found?
I'm doing UCB Franklin on the 26th. New Negroes. That's a really good show. I'm really
What's it called?
New Negroes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. OMFG!
I want to tell you about another great show here at Earwolf.
If you've ever watched The Real Housewives, earnestly, ironically, or you could have never even seen it, you're going to like, you're going to love, you're going to feel bitch sesh.
Comedians Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider love the ridiculous and frankly terrifying world of the Housewives franchise.
You gotta join in as they dive, and they do a deep, gnarly, hilarious dive into, like, the craziest moments. They themselves tell these amazing personal stories that will have you peeing your pants. You gotta watch it. You gotta listen.
They bring on lots of special guests like Lauren Lapkus, Jessica Chaffin, Bravo's Andy Cohen, and maybe OMFG's very own Deanna Chang.
That's right. You guys can hear my episode 63, Sweet Georgia Jane. Really good time. We actually break down the Earwolf sticker gate, which is hilarious.
Subscribe to Bitch Sesh in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And stay tuned at the end of this episode to hear a preview from Casey and Danielle.
Woot woot!
O-M-F-G. Well, I feel like we surprisingly learned a lot about Japanese culture, which is not what we were prepared for. We were prepared to learn about the life of Kylie and just her thoughts and feelings on the Kardashians, which we did.
We did.
We did. That said, I think we learned Shmegma?
Mm-hmm.
I don't look.
Shmegma.
Harajuku and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Thank you for...
When I say that, it just sounds racist, and I'm sorry, but I think that is
how
they say it. I don't... Ryan can tell me. I don't know.
He doesn't know. We're looking to him to know everything Japanese. He's like, I just like cute little Japanese stuff. Get off my dick.
He's like, I have one Hello Kitty mug. Just leave me alone.
Really can't wait to hear about when Felicia tosses her V-card. Mm. I feel like it's going to be sooner than later, whether she knows it or not.
I have so much respect for her just being like, give me some space, people.
Yeah, get off me. You're
I
like,
don't
Deanna,
need to lose this.
Stop. And I respect it. I just can't wait to hear, though.
I know.
Whenever it is. Can be in a decade. I'm all ears. Guys, we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And, you know, send us a tweet. Go to iTunes. Give us a little comment. We love them.
We like a nice review.
And we love it when you reach out to us on the social media. It just brings us a tickle.
Thanks to Nikki
LaCrenza? LaCrenza?
Nikki LaCrenza. At Nikki LaCrenza. Probably not saying that right. She wrote, LOL, we call our grandmother Marmee, and she passed away 6 months ago. So part of the app really made me smile at OMFG Pod. Thanks, girl. That's so sweet. Thank you for listening.
And we love your Marmee.
And she had a little emoji on her page, which was the bomb emoji with a shell emoji for bombshell, which I thought was so cute. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye.
Cry Baby Cry. Hi, I'm Sarah Thayer.
And I'm Susan Orlean.
We're the hosts of Cry Babies, the show where great writers, comedians, musicians, and more tell us what makes them cry.
In a good way. The healthy kind of crying.
All crying is healthy, Susan.
I agree.
On Cry Babies, you'll hear Mara Wilson explaining why she was so affected when Homer Simpson met his mom.
Or Mike Doty playing his favorite magnetic fields tearjerker.
Or comedian Kyle Kinane telling us about finding catharsis at an LCD sound system show. Listen to all these wonderful people and more on Cry Babies in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.